Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, everyone. Jamie Diaz with Barks to Basics. And today we are talking about the pros of adopting from a shelter. I have mixed feelings on this. I've adopted from a rescue. I've adopted from a shelter. So I do want to go over things if you are going to adopt. I think it's super important that you are asking questions, knowing this knowledge that I'm going to go over with you, because this is a lifelong decision that you're going to have. So you want to make sure that you're asking these right questions. I did a previous podcast on what to look for in a breeder. So if you're going the breeder route, that'll be out there. But really, we want to go over the pros and cons of adopting for a shelter. And hopefully I can help you with asking some of the questions that will help you get a well-rounded, adjusted dog that you adopt for the next X amount of years. So pros of adopting from a shelter. So obviously, one of them is you save a life. Shelters are full of great dogs, right? They have so many dogs. They have puppies. They have older dogs. They have little dogs. They have big dogs. But adopting directly does help reduce overcrowding, and it gives a second chance to a dog that might otherwise face euthanasia. This is a true thing, right? So yes, some of the dogs that you adopt, they may have been euthanized, but unfortunately we can't keep them all. There's like overcrowding. So that doesn't mean adopting a dog that's not going to fit in your home. You can certainly find a dog in a shelter that will fit your lifestyle of your home if you follow these certain things, which we'll go over eventually, the cons, but you are saving a life, and it is a great thing to do for the community, for the dogs, for their life. And there are some wonderful shelter dogs that you wind up adopting that are, you know, your best friends for life. So another pro for the shelter is it's lower cost. So adoption fees are typically $50 to $300. And often, really almost all the time, the spay and neuter is included. They don't usually adopt out a dog that's not spayed or neutered. You know, the microchip, vaccines, and usually you can even get a vet check that's way cheaper. You're saving a lot of money on this. So if money is a big factor, definitely this is a way to go that you can get a great dog. You just want to follow the other questions that I will be going over. But the cost is definitely a reasoning for a lot of people, which it makes sense. You know, save your money for training, save your money for the things that your dog's going to need, and adopt a dog. So another thing for the shelter is those adult dogs, they are ready to go. Many of these are already house trained. So the biggest thing with puppies is the biting, the house training, and the crate training. And a lot of these adult dogs have already gone through this. They are past that phase. They already know that they're already crate trained. Most of them will already know basic commands or cues. So you want to make sure that it's a positive that you can actually bypass all of that stuff for breeders and have, I mean, for, I'm losing it because I just did the breeders talk. You can have an adult dog that is already crate trained, knows cues, and is already potty trained. So that is a huge plus for many, many people. There's also in a shelter a wide variety. There are purebreds, there are mixes, there are puppies, there are seniors, you know, they're specific size, specific energy level. So you really have a lot of different dogs to choose from. And anybody has been looking for a dog like at a shelter, first of all, they usually go quick. The puppies always go quick, the little ones, but it changes. So you have a large variety, right? So a lot of them, if you don't jump on it, are gone, but there's always more coming in. So don't worry about that. But you get a wide variety to choose from. So you can really see what you like and what you don't like. The other thing is there is a good support network from shelters and rescues. They usually offer post-adoption help. You know, they'll give you training resources. Sometimes, some, which is my favorite that they'll do, is foster to adopt trials. If you want to adopt a dog, and I strongly, if you take anything from this, if it's possible to find somewhere that you can foster to adopt, that is huge. First of all, you're helping a dog not sit in the shelter, right? So you're taking them in the home. So you're already helping, even if it's not a good fit. Second, you get to truly see the dog's personality, truly see what they're doing in their home, because it's really hard in that shelter environment to see a dog that you're going to want and see how he's going to be in your home. So my number one piece of advice for this is if you can find a foster to adopt scenario, that is the absolute best. Because if it's not a good fit for your family, you're not going to feel terrible. You're going to be able to give them back. So foster to adopt for sure, number one for me. And then there's the feel good factor, right? You are doing great for the community. You are doing something great for this dog that we don't know where they would have wound up. And, you know, it's very rewarding to adopt a dog that could have been on death row. And now they're in your home living a happy life. So there are a ton of pros to adopting a dog at a shelter, but there are a lot of cons to adopting a dog at a shelter. And I think it's important not to, you know, close your eyes to this. I think it's important. You know, there's a lot of shelter people, adopt people, adopt from a shelter. Great, but you have to be realistic, because this is why these dogs are here. These dogs are here because people were not realistic. Things have happened in their homes. The dog's not a good fit. They never got training. So many different things. So you want to make sure that you're listening to the cons as well. So some of these cons are, and this is a big one for me, unknown history. You know, you may not know the dog's full past, their genetics, their early experiences. Were they socialized properly? Have they ever saw kids before? Have they ever seen a stroller before? Have they ever seen a bicycle before? Which can lead to surprises in health and behavior. So all of a sudden you have this great dog. You don't have kids yet. He's never seen kids. And then you have kids and you realize that he doesn't like kids, or he hates bicycles and now you can't even walk down the road. There's so many different things that you don't know about. Now, training can get you very far with a certified trainer. Certified behaviors can get you a lot of progress, but temperament is temperament. So if it's not a good fit of a temperament, and if they were not socialized with certain things before they got to you, that's it. So we can help it, but now you're kind of now you're dealing with these behavioral issues, which is maybe not what you wanted with a new dog that you're getting. Behavior issues are common. A lot of dogs end up in these shelters because of problems like fear, anxiety. You see the resource guarding, separation issues, and reactivities are just some of them. And they're returned. Some dogs are returned for the silliest reasons, but all these reasons I just listed, many dogs are returned. And I don't know about you, but I am not looking for a project dog when I'm adopting a dog. You know, I had a trainer that used to work for me that went into the shelter and said, I want to adopt the dog that nobody wants, right? She probably saved that dog's life. Very rewarding. She was able to take that dog into her home, lived many happy years with that dog. I will tell you, many years of issues, behavioral issues, behaviorists, medications, all of the things, broken fingers from pulling, so many different things. Again, she probably would not change it for a second, which I love, but not everybody wants to do that. And she was also, by the way, a trainer. So not everybody wants to take a project dog. I suggest for normal people, let's not do a project dog, because it's a lot of work and it's a commitment. So behavioral issues are a big thing. Possible medical needs. So some dogs arrive with these untreated conditions. They have dental issues or age-related problems. And these vet bills, you know, a lot of shelters and rescues will pay to a point, but these vet bills can get astronomical. So you want to make sure that what you know you're taking on, right? So now you just took on, a lot of people do this, and most shelters will pay for it if the dog has heartworm. heartworm is a expensive treatment. You got to keep the dog like calm for months and different things like that. I have a lot of people that they're like, hey, that's the only thing wrong with the dog, which happens sometimes. People get back the dog because they have heartworm. They're like, I'm not paying for this. I'm not doing this. So I applaud those people who do take those dogs because heartworm is a hard thing. But if that's not something you want to do, you want to make sure those health risks are not there. The other thing that I did not know or think of until I got my rescue dog is there is an adjustment period. It can literally take weeks or months for the dog to settle in and show their true personality. So there is a honeymoon phase, right? So what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you with my dog, Finley. Finley is 1 year old. We got him. We adopted him from a rescue. He was in a shelter. They pulled him from the shelter. He's an albino Chihuahua. He was only a year old. So for me, I'm like, okay, how many things could he have wrong? So I had a couple of things on my list that were like non-negotiable. Had to be crate trained. Absolutely had to be good in a crate. Had to be good with kids. I have two younger kids, so he had to be good with younger kids. Absolutely had to be good with dogs and most all dogs. I have training schools. I'm very busy during the day. This dog is going to be at school all day. He has to be able to get along with kids and he has to be good in the car. I'm going to be driving him to and school every day. I can't have a maniac in the car. The other thing was I would like him to walk nice, right? So I was like, oh, I can deal with pulling. I can deal with jumping. I can handle all that stuff. He was great for about 3 weeks. We walked him everywhere. He like didn't bark. Like we saw people, we saw dogs. He was amazing. That third week hit, guess what? Super react, not in, you know, the reactivity. There's like frustrated greeter and there's like, I want to kill you reactivity. This was just a frustrated greeter. But again, a lot of work that we had to put in on the walking. Now I'm a certified trainer, so that's fine. I can do that. It was a work in progress. But bikes, hated bikes. Again, you don't see these behaviors. So if you could do a foster to adopt and I could have kept him for a little bit, I would have saw them. Would I still probably have taken him? Yeah, but it is a thing, right? How many people come to me as a certified trainer for reactivity because they can't walk to their dogs because they're reactive? It's not enjoyable. You want to be able to walk your dog. So just know what you're getting into when you do go to the shelter. So that adjustment period, it is a real and big thing. Matching takes time. So not every dog is going to be a good fit. I will say this is what I see with shelters. Bad fit after bad fit after bad fit. They're getting the dogs because they're cute. They're getting the dogs because the dog kind of cowers up to him and rubs next to him and they're not reading the true body language, or the dog is shy. Oh, he'll open up. They're not confident. Well, that turns into fear, anxiety, all of these other things. So it takes time to match a dog. You going in, picking a dog and taking it home. I hope it's like a crapshoot. I hope it's good. But again, from my personal experience, I've even gone with a lot of clients to pick their dog with them. I went with friends of ours to pick the dog, the one that they absolutely loved. I'm like, he's going to be reactive on the leash. He's already stiff, pulling when he sees another dog on the leash or not good with other dogs. So they made another choice and, you know, they made a good choice for their family. So that's also an option to get a professional go and help you to make sure it's a good fit. You will find one, I promise, at the shelter. You just have to make sure you're doing that. And then, you know, things are not always a quick fix. So saving a dog is wonderful, but some need experienced owners. They need professional training or a special home. So that's not the right choice for every family. So just remember that again, these dogs, a lot of them are in the shelter for different reasons, but a lot of them are there for behavioral reasons. And they could be the silliest behavioral reason, jumping. We can easily fix jumping. Just too much energy. Well, make sure you are a family with energy and we can fix that. But you want to make sure you are taking a look of all the cons too. So when you are looking to adopt a dog from the shelter, these are some tips that I can give you that you should kind of stick with so that, again, you're making the right choice for you and your family. So one of those is meet the dogs more than once. Now, the problem with this is some dogs that you love, or a lot of times the little dogs or the puppies, they go like this. They are gone, right? So sometimes it is hard, but if you met a dog or you meet a dog that has been there for a while, meet them more than once. just meet him. There was one dog I was volunteering at a shelter, and I wanted this. He was like an 8-year-old cocker spaniel. He was constantly humping. I was like, maybe it's just this time. Like, it was probably over arousal. Like, obviously now looking back, it probably was stress, so many things. But you really, every time I went, that's like the only behavior I got. So right off the bat, we're starting with dealing with either anxiety, so many different things. So make sure that, you're meeting this dog more than once. You want to ask detailed questions. The people at the shelter know these dogs. So if you ask somebody that doesn't know the dog, find somebody else that does, because these people are taking them out every day. They are feeding them. They were going inside of their kennels to clean them. They know these dogs. So you want to make sure that you're asking somebody that you trust me, you will find somebody that, oh, who knows Fluffy? Oh, I work with Fluffy all the time. Fluffy likes other dogs. Fluffy doesn't. You want to get these things. A lot of people don't know what they're looking for in behavior. They meet the dog. He seems friendly. He comes up to them for a pet. He's cute. That's all they need. There's so many other things to look for. So again, if I can say anything about that with the shelters, talk to somebody that has worked with the dog that specifically knows, are there any negative behaviors that you can see that I may have to work on behaviorally or something like that. So it's super important. Review all the records. So get vet history if you can. Temperament test results. They do temperament tests a lot of the times in the rescues and see where they are, what, you know, what's happening. I will say, just because a dog is like barking or lunging in their run at a shelter, that doesn't mean he's going to do that when he's out. So again, if you can get a professional to go with you, or as much shelter advice as you can, a lot of these behaviors are caused because they're in there. And then you get these dogs home and they're not doing that anymore. There was a study. I don't want to quote the study. I'm going to tell you about the study, but I can't quote it because I don't remember the year or who is from. They were putting down dogs for resource guarding in a shelter. Somebody that ran the shelter was doing this workshop and they were putting dogs down for resource guarding. We can't adopt out a dog that's resource guarding and can potentially bite somebody. What they found out years later after doing a lot of testing in this study is that the dogs had resource guardings in the shelter environment that I think it was more than 50% of the time when they got home, none of the behaviors, they never saw them at home. So they never saw these resource guarding. So for that woman, it was eye-opening because she said, wow, we put down all these dogs because of these issues. So it's a lot of it is that kennel frustration. No matter how nice the accommodations are, it's stressful being in that environment. So again, remember, it takes time for them to adjust in the home. That's why ask the shelter, do you do a foster to adopt? Can I take this dog home that if it's not a good fit, you would take it back? So make sure you do that. So you're reviewing all the records. You're observing honestly. You're watching for signs of fear, aggression, any excessive barking, any shutdown behavior that they look shy, they're hiding, they're cowering. And it doesn't need to, we're not looking for perfection here, but we're looking for things that could be a red flag that, ooh, this dog is probably going to need medication because he's so scared. It's probably going to need a lot of work, probably going to need thousands of dollars in training. Again, that might be what you want, but you want to make sure you can handle it and it's that right fit for your family. You also, again, consider that trial to foster to adopt. That's like number one. And think about your lifestyle. Be realistic with yourself. High energy dogs in a small apartment. Are we going to get a border collie that we're in? Probably not the best idea. Make sure you know, even if it's a mix, they still have those same characteristics as a breed. Make sure you know what that is. If you're looking online and looking at the pictures, and of course, that's how everyone looks and finds their dog is just from the picture, which is the worst idea ever. They see a dog. Oh, this is a Chiweenie, a Chihuahua, and a Dachshund. Look up, what are those breed specifics? Is it right for your family? Is it a good fit before you're even going to the shelter to see? So hopefully, again, adopting from a shelter is amazing. I'm not down. I think it's an amazing thing. I wish that the people at a lot of the shelters are more educating. I've done a lot of work at a lot of shelters and some are amazing. A lot of the people are amazing, but it's not a consistent It's the consistent educators to the people that are handling adoptions. People that are handling adoptions need to be honest with these people, need to be, tell them everything that's going on so that this doesn't repeat. The dog, you know how bad it is for a dog to go home, he's adopted, he's in this home, and then he's brought back again? Happens all the time. So make sure, and it's because either the shelter is not being honest or the people are not being honest with themselves. So make sure you're doing your homework. Definitely adopting from a shelter is a rewarding, and you can find your heart dog there. But make sure you're answering these questions and being smart about it. So we will continue our talks on this. But if you want to see more tips, tricks, anything for training, at Dynamite Dog Training, at Lucky Dog Training Club, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere, YouTube. Dog Training Made Simple is my book that's for any dog owner that just gives simple tips and tricks. But we will see you next time. This is Jamie Diaz with Barks to Basics.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.